words of reproach to them. What's God's response? Therefore, I am full of fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding in. I will pour out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with a wife shall be taken, the aged with him that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned to others with their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. And from the prophet, even unto the priest, that's the evangelist to the pastor, we'd say in the New Testament, everyone dealeth falsely. God have mercy sakes. They've healed the hurt of the daughter of my people, saying slightly, saying peace, peace, when there is no peace. God have mercy. Were they ashamed when they committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore, they shall fall among them that fall. At the time I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. God's talking to his own people. But Christians in America don't have no regard for the Bible anymore. Just that little sweet essence of peppermint that some little dainty preacher, little wimp in the pulpit, kind of points out to them, you know. Oh, this here is so sweet. This is so sweet. Now, that's bitter. Don't touch it. What was that scripture I started with? Isaiah 5 and 20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. Woe unto them that put darkness for light and light for darkness. Woe unto them that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are prudent in their own sight and wise in their own eyes. Yeah, woe, heartache, loss, physical affliction and suffering shall come upon them, saith the Lord, upon my own people. Back over to the fifth chapter, please. Verse 26, for among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that set his snares. They set a trap. They catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit, preachers. Therefore, they're become great and waxen rich, preachers, preachers, preachers. But this Bible, the calamities, the judgments of God, the suffering, the heartache, the affliction and loss and all is mostly of preachers all through the Bible. Listen to what the preachers are. They're waxen fat. They shine. Yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper. Preachers get rich in spite of their sins and rebellion and perverting the truth. The right of the needy, they don't judge. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall I not, my soul, be avenged on such a nation as this? Listen to this. A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. What's happening? The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests, the pastors, bear rule by their means. And what's the result? My people, God says, love to have it so. But here, alas, what will you do in the end thereof? What are you going to do when God judges you? God's going to judge this nation. That's a sorry bunch. God have mercy sakes in this world. They hate the word of God. Oh, Lord. Verse 10, Jeremiah 6, to whom shall I speak and give warning? The word of the Lord is a reproach unto them. They have no delight into it. Turn to the 8th chapter, please, beginning in verse 5. Why is this people of Jerusalem slidden back by a perpetual backsliding? That's God's people. They hold fast deceit. They refuse to return. I hearkened and heard, the prophet said, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turneth to his course as the horse rusheth like a fool, I may inject, into the battle. They won't repent. They won't listen to the word of God. Yea, the stork in the heaven. Now, this is some condemnation, isn't it? These people are so sorry that animals and fowls and fishes and everything else can be controlled by God, but except the human race. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times. The turtle, the crane, and the swallow observe the times of their coming. But my people, you hear that designation all through the prophets, the apostles, and Christ. My people know not the judgment of the Lord. God's people are the dumbest. That's why he calls them sheep. Preacher the other day is preaching. I forgot the three things he said sheep were. He said they're dumb is one thing. Number two, they stink. And the third thing, I don't remember. Well, that's sure some characteristic of sheep, and God calls his people sheep. They're dumb, they stink, and there's something else that's not very nice. That was a Baptist preacher, by the way. Pretty good analogy. Wish I could think of that third one. God always calls his people a bunch of something that you... Jesus called them hypocrites in his day. He called them generation of vipers. He had said had some of the most unpleasant designations for the people of God that any prophet has ever lived and preached on this planet Earth. You generation of vipers, you hypocrites. God, you serpents, Lord. Read Matthew 23. Lord, here's this prophet, Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. You know Jesus was just like him, or he was like Jesus? They thought Jesus was Jeremiah because Jesus cried a lot. Jeremiah cried a lot. He asked his disciples, he says, who do the men say that I am? Oh, they think you Jeremiah's come back again. Or one of them other weeping prophets. They said, yeah, but who do you, Jesus said, who do you say I am? Peter says, we know you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. You're that prophet of Nazareth that should come. Praise God. All right, this is old Jeremiah. Back to that scripture here. Verse 6, Jeremiah 8. Now down to verse, no, I'm going to stop in verse 7 just a minute. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, the turtle, the crane, and the swallow observe the times of their coming, but my people, don't you hear that? These old dumb preachers, they never get on to the truth of who God's talking to. They sound like God's always talking to the guy in the honky-tonk and in the brothel and in Las Vegas and in Reno and in Niagara Falls or in Paris or out in Martinique with no clothes on the beach. He ain't talking to them folks. Unless you happen to be a Christian that's backslid and gone to the devil. He's talking to Christians. He's talking to his folks. He said, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, the turtle, the crane, and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people, they don't know the judgment of the Lord. It's God's people that are the dumbest. You take the average old sinner, never been saved, never had much interest in God or the church, but he's not an atheist. He can watch these old television preachers. And he can point you out the perverting of God's word and the truth. And as he used to say, the good book, he said, hey, that guy ain't preaching out of that good book. He's got some other kind of old book. They can discern these false prophets, these phonies, these racketeers, quicker than a Christian can. 100 to 1. He knows a crook when he sees one. The Christian don't even know him. My people, they don't know God. They're the dumbest. Verse 8, how do you say we're wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly in vain made he it. The pen of the scribes is in vain. That is, it wrote the Bible. The wise men are ashamed. They're dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord. The wisest among the people of God, so-called the intellectuals, those that know the word of God, but still their faint heart says, we can't live it. That's what you hear today. I preach sanctification. You can live without sinning. Oh, you can't never live that good. Then you preach on perfection. Oh, you're going to ruin your life around looking for somebody perfect, which you're never going to find anybody. Sorry, rascals don't know what they're talking about. It says here, the wise men are ashamed. They're dismayed and taken. They rejected the word of the Lord. And what wisdom is in them? The Bible said, be sanctified holy. The Bible said, be perfect with God. Then say, be perfect with your wife or your husband or your neighbor. Said with God. You can be perfect with God. All right, what did God say? Here's what he says. Therefore, I'll give, verse 10, I'll give their wives and others and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For every one of them, from the least even unto the greatest, is given to covetousness. They want what you got. They want what they got. And they want what they can get from anybody. Yeah. By deceit, fraud, or any other device. That's the way preachers are. That's the way your neighbor is. That's the way the businessman you work for is. He don't give a hoot how he gets it. And the Christians are just like it. The average Christian is just like it. They're given to covetousness, and from the prophet, that's the evangelist, even unto the priest, the pastor, everyone dealeth falsely.